producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day program on the air everywhere, every day, all day at TuneIn. If you want to listen to me all day, every day, go to TuneIn Radio. I think the Stitcher app also carries me. We do 6 hours. They just loop it together four times a day over and over and over again so that you can hear what's going on any time of the day or night with a different kind of a spin on the facts, the comments that I have and the other folks involved, the other wimps that aren't here. McFadden can't make it into the studio because there was a little snow. But Kara, look at her. She's a trooper. She's there. Spent the weekend at the hotel across the street, but it's all right. 2.5 inches of snow in Washington. The metro's not running. Congress is out. Boo hoo, boo hoo. We had a snowstorm. Oh, well, that didn't keep Michael Bloomberg from starting a little controversy as people are trying to figure out whether he would be a good counter to Donald Trump or to Bernie Sanders if they make it. My gut tells me Bernie Sanders is going to be the nominee for the Democratic Party, and that Donald Trump be the nominee for the Republican Party, and then that gives those of us who don't really want either one of them to vote for Michael Bloomberg. Help yourself. Lots of people are talking about that this morning. A lot of comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. There's nothing liberal about Bloomberg. One person wrote, wealthy fellow with a God complex. Really? This would be another one, right? This would be a good way to get people to the polls. Trump versus Bloomberg versus Hillary. So anyway, however you want to spin it, help yourself to Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. A lot of people talking about the winter storm. A lot of the people in New York, Philadelphia, Washington, Baltimore can't get to work today. Do you want to build a snowman? Ooh, wah, ooh. I don't have to play a Beatles song, you know. The quote of the day comes from TV producer Shonda Rhimes, who got the Producers Guild Award. Quote, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I completely deserve this. Huh. Sounds like a Donald Trump tweet, does it not? All right, so we know that the East Coast has gone stir crazy. You know, buck up. The storm's name was Jonas. No brothers involved in this, though, Kara, right? Just a single. Major highways closed.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
All right. 30, the death toll is up to 30 now across the country. Parts of the Jersey Shaw. Thank you, Doug. I actually get paid by the word, and I put shore and saw together there, in case you weren't clever enough to figure that out. A lot of flooding. One town's mayor saying the storm was worse than Hurricane Sandy. Baltimore, New York saw a couple of feet of snow. D.C., Philadelphia, rolling in snow. Rolling in it. I'm telling you, they're rolling. House of Reps canceled all voting till the end of this week. Good God, we can't have them stuck in the snow. West Virginia apparently got the worst end of this. 42 inches. Sounds like a battle cry for a football game, doesn't it? 42 inches. 42 inches. 42 inches.
Hmm. Sure, you all should yell that when you watch the Super Bowl.
42. I'm not going to watch the Super Bowl. I may watch the commercials. I don't really care about the Super Bowl. You know that. It doesn't mean anything to me. I don't even know who it's down to the Patriots and three other teams.
The Broncos and the Carolina Panthers.
Oh.
I saw the games in the hotel
Patriots
yesterday.
Got beaten?
Yep.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Ha! Huh. So much for that. All right. Tina Fey on SNL later in our television report in this hour of Good Day. Right now, I have some advice for those of you who are wondering what to do with all your spare coin. I had a long car. I actually went to a seminar on Saturday here in Los Angeles on how to invest. I thought it would be good
for those of you who are listening who want to know what to do, given all of the negativity in the news media about what you ought to do with your money if you got a 401k and the stock market is of concern for you. I have five pieces of advice. I actually have more than that. I'm going to give you, hold on a second, Kara. Wait a minute. I have one more piece of advice here. Just a second. Don't go away. There we are. All right. One more. I get my notes. I have my notes from the conference on Saturday. And I'm going to give you a couple of tips as to what to do if you're trying to manage the numbers, if you're trying to make sure that you're not in the wrong pew in church when it comes to how to. And this is, by the way, not good for everybody. I think what I have here, though, a couple of ways for those who are worried about prospering, a couple of things to look at. For example, I have the five best stocks at the moment in the Standard & Poor. The S&P is up 12.5%, you know, so far this year. I've always thought the S&P was of more value than the Dow Jones Industrial Average, because only 30 companies. Granted, they may all be blue chippers, but I think the S&P gives you a much better idea of what's going on in the marketplace. So those of you who think we're in for doom and gloom, everything's going to fall apart, if that was the case, why did the consumer discretionary sector at the S&P go up 12.5% last week? You want to know what the top five performing stocks were? How many people want to know that? I'm going to give you the top stocks on the S&P this past week and the worst ones. I'll give you those in a moment. Stand by for that info here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation aneurysis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volantate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1...
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Hey, Burger King, it's Mike calling again. I called a billion times about the burgers and the chicken and the flame grilling. My big idea. Call me back. I'm here at home.
Michael, didn't we talk about you trying the new flame grilled chicken burger from Burger King? A savory flame grilled chicken patty topped with veggies on a toasted bun, now just two for $5. Or mix and match with another delicious sandwich, part of the two for $5 deal. The new flame grilled chicken burger, only at Burger King. And the new only price and participation vary.
Flame grilled chicken burger from Burger King, two for $5. Only at Burger King, where restrictions apply. What does that mean? You can only buy two at a time? Is that what that means? What happens if somebody wants to, they want to treat the office and there are 14 people who work in the office? You can't go in and buy 28 of these chicken burgers from Burger King? I would think that wouldn't be a good move on their part, but anyway.
Are you suggesting you're going to treat the office sometime soon?
Well, I would, if I was going to do that, I probably wouldn't do it with chicken burgers from Burger King.
Actually, yes, I would appreciate that.
Would you really?
No chicken burgers.
No chicken burgers. 17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, so I went to a seminar over the weekend on investing, because I thought it would be a good plan for me to bring you some information, good for people in my family, good for my friends, good for me to understand what's going on, good for you to understand, because so many people are so big in their 401ks into certain sectors, and I know some of you manage yours, some of you don't, but I'm going to tell you that the housing recovery has begun to cool a little bit, so real estate is not flat. It's still ahead, but it's not as big as it was a year ago at this time. All right, so a year from now, what will be the case? Real estate investment trusts, I think, are still good. That's what I learned. But I want you to know what the best are in terms of individual stocks from the S&P now, not from the Dow Jones. Netflix. This is not a surprise, I'm going to guess. From this point in this year to the same point last year, the stock is up 120%. Woo-hoo! How about them apples? I could probably go through this. Let's use the big voice announcer. All right, Kara? So we'll go from the top. We'll go through the top five, the best of the performing stocks this past week, and then we'll do the worst ones. All right, you ready?
All ready.
All right, hit number five.
Number five,
Starbucks up 51% over the same period last year, last week.
Number four,
Cablevision up 57% from the same time last year.
Number three,
Expedia up 58%. These are all stocks on the S&P, the ones that are doing the best.
Number two,
Amazon up 102% from this time last year.
Number one,
Netflix up 120%. Woo! So those are all safe investments. What would I do if it were me? I'd put my money in Netflix, Amazon, and maybe Expedia. That's what I'd do if it were me. I would not put money in Starbucks because I just don't believe in it. You do what you want. I'm just telling you what I'd do if it were me. Okay. So on the other side, the worst of the best, the bottom five of what has been, you know, these have all been good performers in the past, not so much right now. Here we go.
Number five.
Let's see here, the worst showing since they went into business, Gap stock down 35% just last week from the previous week.
Number four,
Ralph Lauren down 40% in the time that has been measured this year.
Number three,
Michael Kors, K-O-R-S. I have the slightest idea what that company is. Karen, you know what Michael Kors does?
He's a fashion clothing.
It's called clothing
designer. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So the first three on the worst of the best are all clothing manufacturers. All right. And what's
number two?
Number two is Fossil. Is that another clothing outfit?
I think they make watches. Maybe other stuff like that. Yeah.
All right. Down 50%, and the worst performer last week on the S&P.
Number one,
Wynn Resorts, headquartered in Las Vegas. Does that mean, because there's an interesting trend when you look at how the markets have gone. When things get soft, fewer people go to Las Vegas. But then the other theory as well, when things get soft, people go to Las Vegas to gamble, thinking they'll make up the money they're losing. Anyway, some info for you to chew on here. 21 after on Good Day.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
We know this My Three Songs contest is kind of cool. People love this, so get ready to participate by dialing 888-302-DOUG to figure out what's going on here. I'm going to play you three songs, and you have to figure out what puts one together with two, together with three, thus the My Three Songs. Pretty clever, huh? Something in these songs, something in these songs that connects them. 888-302-3684. I got to do something while we pull these songs out. Let's get to the first one, Bob Seger's Old Time Rock and Roll from 1983. Big number one song. Crank it up there, Kara. How are these three songs connected? 888-302-3684. This tune has appeared in a lot of television shows over the years. Alf, Glee, South Park is also one of the songs Bob Seger played when he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004. It has been used in movies as well, so let's see if that's a factor here. Bob Seger's Old Time Rock and Roll, first of three. Second tune by Larry Mullen, an update of the Mission Impossible theme. Yeah. This was reintroduced. The theme by Lalo Schifrin, which came from the television show, was big in the 1970s when the show was a big hit. This is from 1996. This group or these people got together. They work with U2 apparently as well. So it was nominated for a Grammy for Best Pop Instrumental in 1996. So the theme for Mission Impossible number two here. Now the third song, then you figure it out. What's the story here? Number three, Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins. Big song from 1986. Song was first given to Toto, then to Brian Adams, then to REO Speedwagon. But contractual issues and creative differences kept any of them from recording it. Kenny's version made it to number one. All right, so here we have Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins. Mission Impossible theme and Bob Seger's old-time rock and roll music. What brings them together? 888-302-3684. Winner will get a copy of Maria Trilogy's book. Life is great when you do the work, and it is, it is, it is. All right, let's see here. Where are we going with this? I think we'll try Brian in Georgetown, Delaware. See how the weather is there, first of all. Brian, how'd you fare this weekend weather-wise?
Well, not too bad, Doug. We live in southern Delaware, kind of in between the Chesapeake and the Delaware Bay, so that helps us out quite a bit. We ended up with about 6 inches, so we fared pretty good out of the Mid-Atlantic area.
Yeah, a lot of people, obviously a lot worse off than you are, so that's good. Just another weekend snow, you can go to work today and be fine, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm on my way now. The kids are off school, but just precautionary measures, you know. But, everything's pretty clear down our end, so.
All right, good. So what is there about these three songs, Old Time Rock and Roll by Seger, Mission Impossible theme, and the song by Kenny Loggins, Danger Zone? What do they have in common?
They all appeared in Tom Cruise movies.
That's very good. Yeah, very, very, very good. You a big fan of Tom Cruise?
Not so much really, but more so the Bob Seger than Tom Cruise. But yeah,
really?
I've watched.
So you remember that? You remember that from being in the movie? I'm trying to remember what movie it was in.
Risky Business, one of Tom Cruise's early ones, kind of where he comes out sliding in his socks and underwear when his mom and dad aren't home.
Oh, yeah, I remember that scene. Yeah, okay, good. All right, congratulations. Good job. Hold on a second. Carol, get information from you. We'll send you the book. Meanwhile, time now for a visit from Warren Eckstein. A lot of focus on everyday products and foods that are toxic to dogs. Let's figure out what's going on here with Warren.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the Pet Poison Helpline, an animal poison control center based out of Minneapolis, is open 24 hours, 7 days a week. And they came out with a list of the top 10 toxins for dogs of 2013. Number one was chocolate. Dark equals dangerous. Baker's and dark chocolate are the most toxic, but any type of chocolate should be forbidden. Xylitol, the sweetener found in sugarless chewing gum and candy and medications, should never be around with your dogs. Also, ibuprofen and any type of human medication, not there. Over-the-counter cough, cold, and allergy medications as well. Insecticides, grapes and raisins, insect bait stations, prescription medications, glucosamine joint supplements, silicate gel packs, and on and on and on. The bottom line is this. If it looks dangerous, or if you even think it's dangerous, chances are it is. And here's a number you should all have. 800-213-6680. That's the number if you think your dog has been poisoned. You vet first, that number second. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This report is brought to you by Mironova Labs. Whether it's staying active and fit or doing the activities we enjoy most, making heart-healthy choices is the key to improving our overall health. Yet many people may not realize there is more they can do to protect their hearts from the damaging effects of oxidative stress. Dust the Rust Off is a nationwide public awareness campaign designed to educate America about the important role of taking a super antioxidant ergothionine supplement to protect the heart from oxidative stress. Dulvit Quince, the Biggest Loser celebrity trainer.
Your heart is at the core of a healthy body, but many Americans are letting oxidative stress literally rust and damage their hearts. That's why I am proud to partner with Mironova Labs to motivate America to take action and dust the rust off their gym equipment, running shoes, and especially their hearts. By committing to a good diet and taking a daily ergothionine supplement like Mironova.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Of hearing the stories about the winter storms. Okay, I'll quit on that. Matter of fact, 33 and change after the hour. I don't have Jennifer here with me today. McFadden's worried about a couple of inches of snow, so I don't know where he is. I actually even heard from Roberta Fasanelli, who is on again, off again, in again, out again. One of my favorites, great broadcasting character, but she's moving around. What is she? Oh, the internet went kaflooey. I forget whether she's in New York or New Orleans, but the weather has been, it's been nothing to trifle with this weekend, I would say that. So let's get away from the weather and talk about what's happening here in Southern California. Sunny Southern California, there was a prison breakout here. A lot of people interested. This got more coverage, believe it or not, than the snowstorm. Snowstorm, a good national story. But this is a movie in the making. Three inmates escaped from a maximum security jail over the weekend. They actually cut through the steel bars. They crawled through plumbing tunnels. They jumped off a roof. This is like we were playing, excuse me, a few minutes ago, the theme for Mission Impossible. This is one of those impressions you get when you hear the words, you hear the story, and think, wow, this is a good movie. They were in jail on charges like murder and kidnapping, that kind of stuff. So there's a big manhunt underway with a prize of $50,000 apiece if you capture them. Meanwhile, El Chapo still has his silk shirts on, and I'm wondering whether these guys will go get their new El Chapo shirts. This is the clothing out here to wear. This is every time they get a shipment of them in this store here in L.A., the word gets out like crazy, and 3 or 4 hours, they're all gone again. It's amazing how we hold a guy who's a murdering, cutthroating bastard like that up, and people think it's cool to wear shirts that he wears. Oy. Unga bunga. Okay, also here in La La Land, Larry Flint. How many people remember Larry Flint from Hustler magazine? Carrie, do you ever read or see any of these magazines like Playboy, Hustler, some of the really crude examples of sexism in our country?
I do not know if I've actually ever looked in one of them. I definitely haven't looked at Hustler.
Do women pay attention? When I was a kid, women paid attention, but they wouldn't talk about looking at Playboy. They would, from what I remember in college, that girls were as interested in what was in Playboy as the boys were. For different reasons, I guess, one way or another. They want to see how they stacked up. Bad choice of words. I wish I hadn't said that. Well, anyway.
Well, I don't know if people had it in print as much when I was a kid. And I also didn't, I mean, people always talk about, you know, like little boys or young guys having it. But I only had sisters. It was not something we really had in our
house.
It
wasn't around the house, no. All right. So anyway, Larry Flint called up Hugh Hefner, told Hugh Hefner he'd pay him $80 million for the Playboy Mansion. It's right here in Beverly Hills. $80 million. I want to buy the mansion from you. Larry Flint made hundreds of, he's probably a billionaire, I'm going to guess, selling Hustler and related items. Part of the offer, however, is that Hugh Hefner has to be involved in picking the monthly Hustler honey. Okay, then. This is... Whew. All right, so enough sexism there. Although, I saw this from La La Land, and I thought this makes for an interesting conversation. The X-Files back again. Matter of fact, after the 13-week run they've already signed up for at Fox, apparently they're planning on doing some more because it's doing well. It just got started, didn't it? She's all over the place doing interviews. I haven't seen Duchovny anywhere. But I believe it's just gotten started. So, Gillian Anderson, in being interviewed, got into a conversation with one reporter about how much she's being paid. Because, as you know, in this past week or so, there's been a lot of discussion about what women get paid, the sexism, racism that is rampant in Hollywood. And this is not the first time this has come up. But she told the reporter that she was offered half of what the studio agreed to pay David Duchovny for being in the show's revival. Gillian Anderson offered half of Duchovny's pay for The X-Files. She didn't settle for that. I don't really know. I didn't get out of the interview what she actually did get, what she's being paid. But you know what? That's what's wrong. That's what people are talking about. And that's with justification what people, that's the reaction ought to be, okay, I'm not going to watch this TV show. Or whatever. Now, I don't know that they didn't, I didn't get from the interview whether she got what she was asking for or not. But that's not really the point. The point is that they began by offering her half of what Duchovny was getting paid. I'm going to guess, without knowing, that they were, that those shows, something like that's worth for Duchovny and for her a couple of hundred grand an episode. I remember what Kiefer Sutherland said when they brought back 24. He was being paid half of what he got paid before to do it because they didn't know how it was going to go. And so that's the really good television actors like Mark Harmon, who's in the number one show, is making about $750,000 an episode. So if you figure that across the 26 or 27 shows that they'll tape or they'll film for the year, he's making more or less close to 20 million, but I think it was 18.9 or something like that I saw. And then the other highest paid, the highest paid woman is what's her face from SVU? Her name's, her father was the bodybuilder, mother was Jane Mansfield. Anybody remember? Everybody knows who she is. I just can't put a name with a face at the moment because I don't watch that show anymore. It's too violent.
Is it the Mariska Hargitay?
Mariska Hargitay.
Yeah,
thank
I was
you.
Just
yep.
watching that in the hotel yesterday.
Yeah. Is that the first time you've watched it?
No, I've watched it before, but it's just one of those shows that's always on, so you can't really avoid it.
Yeah. She's making $700,000 a week. for her. So let's see, Harmon's getting 750, she's getting 700. Meh, fairly close. They based on the ratings, and SVU's ratings are not as good as that seems to be fair. But in many of these circumstances, I think if you did a look around, you'd see that a lot of the women who are playing lead in many of these successful shows are not being paid the same if it's a pair. Now, I remember when Chris Maloney, who left the show a couple of years ago, he and she were getting exactly the same. At that time, I think it was $650,000 an episode. And so I think it seems to me they both went in together for a pay raise. They both were very good friends and still are, apparently. And she was going to leave. When he left, she was going to leave. Because without the two of them, she didn't feel without him that it would be a good show, because the two of them had been together since the beginning. So she decided she was going to leave, and she gave the folks, the producers, she just said, okay, well, I'm leaving too. And so they said, how about we bump your pay up? We want you to stay. And so she did, and she's been able to handle it. She can carry that show pretty much on her own, but she's got a good supporting cast, including Ice-T, right? It's not Ice Cube, Ice-T. Is one of the Bowser, though. Bowser Richard. I've always called him Bowser. Richard, the guy who came from Baltimore, was in any number of cop shows. Belzer, that's his name. He decided to retire. He was 66 or 67. Didn't want to do it anymore. Anyway, the point I'm making in this conversation, as I sort of romp around with all these shows, is that women have been mistreated by Hollywood for a long time. Now they're beginning to get parity. And the same, by the way, is true for, this has happened before. If you want to underscore, there's all this discussion about the Oscars boycott and whether or not there's racism. Well, black actors do not get paid as much as white actors for doing the same roles, whether it's television or movies. This has been something with, the heavyweights like Denzel Washington, Will Smith. What other black actors are there that can open a movie? Jamie Foxx. Samuel L. Jackson. Those guys have gotten parody, but many of the other black actors have not. And this was something Sidney Poitier talked about, 40 years ago, when he was nominated for an Oscar. Didn't he win one? I think he won one for To Sir With Love. That was really, man, that shake things up back then. So what they're saying is true. And we'll deal with this. Let's talk about Chris Rock and what's going on with the Oscar boycott in a moment here on Good Day. Our time is 43 past the hour. Next up, the TV report on Good Day.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is a great time for New Year's resolutions, and that can include helping to reduce youth tobacco use. There's a free education program, Right Decisions Right Now, that anyone can use to help young people make the right decisions early on, like avoiding tobacco use. Steve Curl with R.J. Reynolds, which funds the program, has more.
The Right Decisions Right Now program celebrates its 25th anniversary this year, but the message is still the same. Students in middle and high schools can make a difference in their lives today by saying no to e-cigarettes and any other forms of tobacco. Many schools across the country, as well as parents and youth leaders, have used the Right Decisions Right Now program.
How does it work?
Through videos, quizzes, and teacher guides, adults help students develop skills in assertiveness, goal setting, and problem solving. Programs like ours have had a big impact in reducing teen smoking. Even so, we believe more can be done to accelerate the decline in youth tobacco use.
To learn more about this free online program, visit RightDecisionsRightNow.com. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There was 57 channels in nothing on. 57 channels in nothing
56, on. Whoops, wait a minute. 46 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Chris Rock is rewriting the monologue for the Oscars. It'll be on February 28th. He's going to not quit, not protest, but hit the controversy head on, so he says. So there'll be some jokes, I'm sure. There'll be some moments of people gasping, but whatever. The Academy President Cheryl Boone Isaacs, says they're going to lead and not wait for the industry to catch up, which means they got to change the way they vote, and that'll mean that a lot of older people who used to vote probably won't be able to vote anymore, and they bring in more people. I don't know why they haven't done this already. It's kind of interesting how everybody... Everybody's lives is the same. Everybody grabs their butt in a snowstorm, and when there's noise, okay, let's change this. So that's what will happen. In the meantime, much ado, not about nothing. I think there's a point here to all of this, sort of evening things out. I was talking about sexism, which is as bad as racism in both movies and television. I think hopefully you got the point of that conversation. As autonomous driving systems become more common over the next few years, the television screen could get a place on the dashboard. What do you think about that? In the next 3 to 5 years, bandwidth in cars is likely to improve to a capacity sufficient to handle streaming video. So you could have a modem in your car, LG, is that the screen? Now that seems to be the most prominent, have an LG screen, a 4-inch LG screen in your car. But how? I would think there'd have to be some sort of when you put the car in gear, the television set doesn't work. Unless you have the automatic driving car, which is apparently the next thing to come down the pike. But oof. All right. Super Bowl ads. 30-second Super Bowl ad. Price up 75%. In the past 10 years, cost $4.4 million to buy a commercial in the Super Bowl. $4.4 million, it's 30 seconds, the priciest commercial time on television. A wide range of companies appearing during the commercial breaks this year. Most are not revealing their strategy. You may have heard us play three of the commercials, the Dorito competitors. Somebody's going to get $1 million out of that. Anheuser-Busch is the exclusive beer sponsor. 3.5 minutes of airtime. So they're going to spend, you do the math, 8 times 3, $25 million for ads. Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, all going to be advertised. The Clydesdales will make an appearance this year. Let's see, what else have we got here? Skittles, Butterfingers, Mountain Dew, Doritos. The Skittles ad will star Steven Tyler. Marks the first time a celebrity has been a part of a Skittles Taste the Rainbow campaign. And then, let's see, I guess there are some other Audi and Buick and Honda, Acura, Kia, Toyota, Buick, all in the Super Bowl. It'll be interesting to see how they spin all of those around. The X-Files limited series on Fox is not getting the fanfare 24 did a couple of years ago, but there are a lot of people who are watching it on TV, and there are a lot of people who are streaming it, apparently. Let's see, what else happened? Oh, Tina Fey, that's right, too. Tina Fey, thank you, Kara, was in the lineup. I thought, I didn't see this at first. She was in the lineup on SNL. Here she is doing her best to sound just like the you-know-who who appeared last week to endorse Trump.
Here because we Americans are struggling. so many of us have lost our jobs at the factory or our reality shows about Alaska. And we've seen our own children targeted by the police for no reason other than they committed some crime. We turn on the news every morning and are shocked to see we're not even on it because we've been replaced by immigrants like Geraldo Rivera.
She's fun. She just says whatever she wants. It's like her mouth starts driving before her brain gets in the car.
I'm here for all you teachers and teamsters, you farmers and charmers.
God love her. Tina Fey on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Time for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to join us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with his weekly overview of, or update, maybe is a better word. People like that word, update. When it comes to medical news, Dr. Ken is right on top of it, brought to you by the folks who will help you beat the odds. If you get it, get it, Ken. Beat the odds. B-E-E-T. Silver beats in the forecast or in the focus after we find out what the heck the story is with this Zika virus. Pregnant women and the Zika virus.
Exactly. If you're thinking about getting pregnant or know anyone who is or thinking about it, please listen up. This is so important. The Zika, Z-I-K-A virus, it's transmitted by a mosquito and it's rampant, Doug, in Latin America and has now been reported in four American United States, Florida, Illinois, Hawaii, and Texas, and all of the American cases involved people who traveled to Latin America. The virus, fortunately, it's usually a mild illness with fever, rash, joint pain, and red eyes. There's no preventive vaccine or specific treatment yet. Zika virus is of greatest concern to pregnant women as Zika has been linked to a serious birth defect causing babies to be born with abnormally small heads. It's called microcephaly. And this past Friday, the CDC issued a travel warning for 14 countries and territories in the Caribbean and Latin America, Doug, where infection with Zika is a risk, and especially caution pregnant women not to travel to these areas. It's reassuring to know that you cannot contract Zika virus from another person, but only through the bite of an infected person. And how do you prevent prevent all this havoc? Well, pregnant women traveling to areas where Zika is known to have been transmitted should wear long sleeve shirts and long pants, use insect repellents, and stay and sleep in screened in or air conditioned rooms. Insect repellents containing DEET, picaridin, and IR355, these are considered safe for pregnant women.
You know, you just mentioned something about biting. This whole hysteria created by the news media about the dog flu. Dogs are getting it, but people can't get it from dogs, can they?
It's correct. It's a different virus. And the question is, you vaccinate your dog?
Ken, I actually did vaccinate Charlotte.
Well, we want you to live past that, Doug, and that may make you, that may require you in your 90s to get a vaccine.
Get a vaccine. All right. Americans living past their 100th birthday, I fully expect to, and I think Ken will too. Richie, we're going to push you into the 100-year wheelbarrow.
No, 90 is fine for me.
Sure. The number of Americans living beyond their 100th birthday has been climbing steadily since the start of the 21st century. While centenarians are still uncommon, the number of Americans above the age of 100 has increased more than 43% from 50,281 a decade and a half ago to 72,197 in 2014. So they're pretty rare.
All right.
Heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, stroke, cancer, influenza, and pneumonia were the top five causes of death among centenarians in 2014.
All right. Quick word on millennials using the gluten-free diet. There seems to be some controversy about that.
Well, briefly, and we can talk more about this on the weekend, I think that unless you've been diagnosed with gluten intolerance or celiac disease, which is an autoimmune disorder, and this is about 7% of Americans, you should not be on this gluten-free diet because you avoid all the healthy whole grains, which are so helpful in preventing heart disease, lowering cholesterol, and stabilizing blood sugar.
All right, let's talk about a nutritional product called Super Beets that I'm drinking, Ken's drinking, Richie's drinking, you ought to be drinking. Ken's going to tell you why.
Well, if you think oxygen is important to your body, the only way to get it in through the circulation system is to have another gas in your body called nitric oxide. The red blood cell holds them both and first releases the nitric oxide to open up the blood vessels to let the oxygen pass throughout your body and get the energy for your workouts, the energy throughout the day. And if you don't have enough nitric oxide, you will just not feel well. Your blood pressure will be too high and your immune system won't work properly. Super Beets is just a great way to get it. You don't have to drink a gallon of beet juice, and you can test with these strips your saliva. If your levels are low, get Neo 40 and get your levels up.
All right, Neo 40 is the way for you to open up your veins, get the blood to your brains, your muscles, all of the things in your body that need you need, what did you say, 62 miles of
60,000 miles of 60, circulation.
Miles. Good God, I thought it was
in our each body.
Yeah. All right, so here's what you do. Call 800-655-4183. Get your first order of Super Beets. With that, they'll send you an extra 30-day supply of Black Cherry or regular Super Beets free. Ask about Neo 40 as well when you call 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. He's the cardiologist. This is great for your heart and circulation. 800-655-4183.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 per life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.